Greetings. It is Saturday, the 11th of March, and it is about 2 o'clock in the afternoon. This is Maitri, Wabi Sabi Woman, coming to you from the coast of North Carolina. And it is a slow-moving, slow-as-molasses sort of day today. My alarm went off at 9, and I turned it off and laid there for a moment and thought, oh, can I get up? I had to take my pills to help me go to sleep last night. I take medication to help me sleep when I'm having those kind of nights that I just can't relax. And it does help me sleep, but it makes it harder to get up the next morning. So I got up, and I got the dogs out, and I got them fed, and I made my coffee. And as I was looking out the window over the kitchen sink, I saw one of my wild cats, the feral cat, sitting smack dab in the middle of the backyard. This is a very large black and white tuxedo cat, one of at least three that seem to live in the woods behind my property. And they cross over sometimes over my fence onto my property, or I see them sitting on top of one of my sheds. But if you make a move, they are slick as a whistle, gone. And there is a yellow cat and a calico cat. And interestingly, having shown you with this podcast the magic ship that I lost the week after the fire, not long before the fire, when the magic ship still existed, I looked out the kitchen window and I saw a mama cat and little kittens going into the ship through the portholes cut on the side of the ship. They had taken up residence in there. So when tragedy struck and I lost my house, they lost theirs too the week afterwards when the tree fell into the ship. I guess they were there for a while, but before I moved back in, the ship was torn down and all the remains of the ship were carried off. It was such a shock to come back, first of all, to a house that was newly built and seemed foreign and not like mine, and to see this big gaping hole in the backyard where once there had been this huge pink, orange, and orchid ship that lived in the back corner of the property. I still think of it as sort of being out there somewhere, maybe a ghost ship, and it makes for an eerie feeling. I think it's part of the reason that I've never been able to garden again since I moved back in. It just feels so sad and so empty out there, as though something that was so magical and such a presence, and that which was the centerpiece of the whole place, is gone. Hard to start over. But as I wrote in my blog post, I updated the blog again yesterday at maitrilibelul.com about what does the phoenix do after she rises. She gets to work. And for me, like the ship is gone and there is that empty space there, I'm trying now to create a life and a business in a place that once was so magical. Here in the cottage, called my home Dragonfly Cottage, in every room there were little twinkly lights. Two rooms, the kitchen and one other room, had green twinkly lights. And I had pink twinkly lights in here in my studio. Just every room in the house had them. And there were beautiful natural scented candles, and just I made everything that I could in every direction as magical and also as sacred as possible. There were shelves built that I had built about a foot down from the ceiling that went all the way around the walls in my studio, in the kitchen. The kitchen's shelves held vintage and antique teapots. I had quite a collection of them collected over many years. Those were all destroyed and perished in the fire. And in another room down the hall, the shelves were full of books. And in my studio here, the shelves on two sides were full of books, but I had another shelf that was full of vintage statues of Jesus and Mary and Saint Teresa and Buddha. Some of them were the plaster garden type statues, and some sort of the chalkware, I believe it's called, something like that. You know, the really old vintage statues that really added to the feel of the sacredness of the studio and the work that I was trying to do here. And so now, as I try to get started again, there is this feeling of trying to create something in a barren landscape. I used to look out my studio windows at a beautiful garden everywhere with lots of garden art and things blooming in every shape, size, and color. And now I look and the ship is gone and there's no garden out there. And all the garden art is gone, and inside there are no twinkly lights, and the statues were lost in the fire, and a great many of my books were lost in the fire. Amazingly, some were returned to me that made it. But I am trying to build from the ground up in a place that is, and I think of this just in this moment, its own kind of sacred, where there is silence, where there is emptiness, where things feel hollow instead of lush and beautiful. But in what feels like a barren space, there is as if the wildflower that comes up through the crack in the sidewalk, something beautiful beginning to bloom. I feel it when I sit down to write, to do my love letter on Facebook in the morning, and to answer all of the people that write in, to do one of these podcasts, to listen as I do now to my little pug snoring underneath my work table here, to get up on a sleepy morning and move forward and make the coffee, even on a day that feels like nothing is really possible, still I move ahead into this space and create something where it felt like there was nothing. And that's how I begin my work again. So I'm looking to build something here in a space that doesn't have all the magic that it did before, but has its own kind of sacred feel to it. So these are some rambling thoughts on a slow-moving, kind of sleepy Saturday. I hope you're having a wonderful Saturday and weekend wherever you are, and I hope you are at peace and have an air of calm and happiness. And I am sending you so much love, and I will talk to you again tomorrow.